Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 4th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off this week, Apple has updated the 13-inch MacBook Pro, bringing the new Magic Keyboard design alongside performance improvements and new configuration options. The 13-inch MacBook Pro can now be spec'd to feature the 10th generation quad-core Intel CPUs, while 16GB of RAM is also standard on certain models for the first time. Apple says that the new processors are up to 2.8 times faster than what was previously available in the 13-inch MacBook Pro. Models still use the older 8th generation CPUs, so you'll have to upgrade to at least the 1799 configuration to get those performance improvements. The 13-inch MacBook Pro is also now available with up to 32GB of RAM for the first time, compared to a max of 16GB previously. And for storage, all of the configurations now come standard with a 256GB SSD. That's up from the 128GB previously offered, and you can also now max out at up to 4TB. But perhaps the biggest change is the switch to the new Magic Keyboard design. So after 5 years of complaints about the unreliable Butterfly keyboard, Apple has now transitioned its entire laptop lineup away from the Butterfly design to new and more reliable scissor switches. The process started with the 16-inch MacBook Pro 6 months ago and is now completed thanks to new versions of the MacBook Air and now the 13-inch MacBook Pro. The Magic Keyboard features normal inverted T-shape arrow keys, a physical escape key, and much more key travel. The keyboard also continues to feature Touch ID in the upper right corner alongside the touch bar. But unlike the 15-inch to 16-inch MacBook Pro upgrade, Apple does not seem to have changed the physical design of the 13-inch MacBook Pro at all. It features the same 13-inch screen size and the same large bezels as the previous generation. There are rumors of a 14-inch MacBook Pro, so that could still be coming sometime later this year. But for now, the new 13-inch MacBook Pro starts at $1,299 or $1,199 for education customers. You can order it now, with the first deliveries arriving later this week. And finally, for the first time in what feels like forever, we can recommend the entire lineup of MacBook models without having to worry about keyboard reliability. Next up, in response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak, Apple and Goldman Sachs are allowing customers to skip their Apple Card payments for May without incurring interest charges. This is a continuation of the program offered for March and April as well. Alongside their statements for May, Apple Card holders should receive an email announcing this customer assistance program. To join the program, you will simply need to reach out to Apple Card support and request to skip your May payment. If you've already skipped your March and/or April payment, you can still skip your May payment, but you'll have to rejoin the program by contacting support again. And as we've said before, if you simply skip your May payment without contacting support, you'll still be charged interest as usual. So it's crucial that you remember to join the Customer Assistance Program to avoid interest charges. Finally, since the Apple Watch added the ECG app with the Series 4, numerous stories have surfaced about how the app has contributed to saving people's lives. Now, a new article from the European Heart Journal tells the story of an 80-year-old woman in Germany whose Apple Watch detected evidence of a heart condition missed by a hospital ECG. The woman arrived at University Medical Center complaining of chest pain, irregular heart rhythm, and lightheadedness. At the hospital, doctors performed a traditional 12-channel ECG, which revealed no evidence for ischemia. But the patient then showed doctors the results of ECG tests she took with her Apple Watch. In these results, the doctors did see evidence of myocardial ischemia. From there, the patient was transferred to the catheterization lab, where further test results corroborated the Apple Watch's findings. Myocardial ischemia occurs when blood flow to your heart is reduced, preventing the heart muscle from receiving enough oxygen. The woman was treated with coronary artery stenting and left the hospital the next day. The article from the European Health Journal concludes that the Apple Watch may be able to be used to detect myocardial ischemia in addition to atrial fibrillation. While further testing may be required to see just how accurate these tests are, The European Heart Journal says that the development of smart technologies like the Apple Watch paves the way for new diagnostic possibilities. You can check out the full report at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news at 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.